Well, I'm just in Kroger shopping and with my honey, and just as I was walking in, saw a man smiling and said, "Excuse me, sir, you have a lovely welcome sign over your forehead." And he came on over chuckling, and I said, "You know, sir, some people I meet have a please do not disturb sign over their forehead. Others have nobody home, but you have a welcome sign." And he just chuckled and he said, "Actually," he said, "I was just with my son in Germany, and I noticed everybody had sort of long faces, as if they were so miserable and down." And and I said, "Excuse me, sir, this is Christmas week. May I ask you a Christmas question?" He said, "Sure." So I said, "If you could wish one thing from God for you this Christmas, what would that be?" And I said, "Is that an okay question?" He said, "Yes, it is." And he thought for a moment. He said, "Well, actually, it's my daughter is in, Melanie is in prison, and I just, she's messed up her life and wrong choices." And I said, "Oh, by the way, my name is Richard and this is Rachel, and your name?" He said, "My name's John." I said, "John, would it be okay if I just said a short prayer?" And he said, "Oh, that would be wonderful." So we just prayed there for Melanie, that she would come to her senses and come back to her family and come back to God. And in Jesus' name. And he said, "Oh, that's so wonderful." He says, "I know Christ, and she had Christ in her life when she was young." And he said, "Wow, this has just meant so much to me." And we left, and I said, "Keep that welcome sign on your face. God bless you." So a great question to share with people this Christmas. If you could wish one thing from God for you this Christmas, what would that be? And then whatever they share, and they'll share from their heart, not from their head, and then just say, "Would it be okay if I said a short prayer that God would come and help meet that need this Christmas and be God Emmanuel, God with us?" Thanks.